I'm with Pauline Purcell from Purcell Solicitors. Hello, Pauline.
Hi, Greg.
You've come in to talk about one of the news stories this week that has broke earlier this week, the first heterosexual couple winning a civil partnership case. So a heterosexual pair wanted a civil partnership rather than a marriage. It went to the court, the Supreme Court, and they've ruled in favour of them having this civil partnership.
Sort of, not quite. So up until now, if you're heterosexual rather than same-sex, you only have the choice to get married. So in 2004, the government introduced the Civil Partnership Act, and that allowed people who were same-sex to enter into a civil partnership. Now, why that's important is that if you have a legal formality to your relationship, that has rights and responsibility. So you have rights as a result of having a formal legal partnership or marriage, and coming out of that relationship, you have rights and responsibility. So it's quite important to have those rights and responsibilities. So same-sex couples have had them since 2004. And then in 2013, same-sex were allowed to get married. So the lacuna in the law at the moment is, if you're heterosexual, you only have the choice to get married. But if you're same-sex, you can enter into a civil partnership or get married. Now, you might say to me, well, what's the difference? Why is that important? What's the difference? Well, for some people, they like having that choice. They, you know, particularly as society has moved on, people's values and morality has changed. So some people actually don't want to get married for all sorts of personal and perhaps economic reasons. They choose not to. But others may want to enter into a civil partnership because that has more meaning to them. But you can't if you're a heterosexual at the moment.
Well, let's make this personal for a second, Pauline. I never want to get married because I'm not a religious person. It's essentially a religious ceremony. I'm not interested in it. However, if I find someone that I love, and I want to be with them forever, and also probably want the tax breaks and all that kind of thing, then I want to be able to show that. And so for me, I'd much rather a civil partnership than a marriage, whether I'm with a guy or a girl. But up until this point, I wouldn't be allowed to with a girl.
Exactly. And you're quite common. And I mean that in a positive way, but you're quite normal. That's what people want these days. They want to have the choice. You want to have the choice that if I want to get married, I'd like to get married. But my morals and my values and, you know, the way in which I see things, I don't want to get married. I want to have a civil partnership that has more meaning to me. So up until now, heterosexuals haven't had the choice. So the case this week that you mentioned earlier, so this went all the way to the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court is the highest court in this land. And a couple were very, very strong in their morals and their values that they don't want to get married. They, like you, want to enter into a civil partnership. But because they're opposite sex, they can't. So they said that's discriminatory. So you can't discriminate against me because I'm a heterosexual rather than same sex. And they also said that it breaches my human rights. So as part of the Human Rights Act, you have a right to a family life. So in two aspects, the Supreme Court were asked to consider this. Is it discriminatory and is it a breach of your human rights to a family life? Now, interestingly, leading up to the hearing, the government accepted it is discriminatory. Isn't that interesting? Yes, we are discriminating against you because you're heterosexuals rather than same-sex.
Yeah.
But what the government wanted, they wanted time to do research and to consider what they wanted to do in relation to any changes in the law. Well, the Supreme Court have said, well, actually, no, you should be making your mind up.
Yeah.
Because at the moment you're discriminating and you're breaching people's human rights to have a right to the family life. So that was the outcome of that case. So the government's got to go back and do something sooner rather than later. I mean, there's no legal obligation on them to do so. It's guidance from the Supreme Court. But ultimately, they've now got the highest court in the land telling them you're being discriminatory and you're breaching people's human rights. So it's quite important.
So it seems like a bit of a victory for common sense, the ruling. Of course, heterosexuals should be allowed a civil partnership together. But is this, am I right in thinking this is just one case they've allowed? So their law hasn't changed.
Yeah.
It's just one case they've allowed. So now what happens? What might happen going forward legally?
Well, going forward, the government have to decide what they're going to do. So given that they admit that currently the law is discrimination, is discriminatory to heterosexuals, they could allow civil partnerships for heterosexuals. So that would then put both same-sex and heterosexuals on a level playing field. They're not going to be discriminatory then, and they're not going to be breaching anyone's human rights. So that's option number one.
Yeah.
I suppose option number two is they could take away civil partnerships altogether. So they could say no one could have it.
Yeah. So then if you're in a homosexual couple, it's about you have to get married.
You have to get married. And if you're heterosexual, nothing changes. You have to get married. Mm. So it means that the public have no choice whatsoever. If you want to have a formal legal relationship, you have to get married. Now that really, you know, that doesn't necessarily sit well. I think there might be difficulties in doing that. Mm. I mean, at the moment, 7 million people, so it's a huge amount of the population, 7 million people cohabit. They don't marry. Now, not all of them will want to get married, and not all of them will want to enter civil partnerships. But if you take civil partnerships away from same-sex and don't do anything there, then that could cause some difficulties moving forward.
And could it cause difficulties with people who are already in a civil partnership? If you then get rid of civil partnerships,
yeah.
what
becomes of them? I mean, they'd have to really think that through as to whether or not that would, you know, that would be suspended. That would be really difficult to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or whether you would make people convert that into a marriage, but I can't believe the government would require anyone to do that. So I think that's why the government are in a bit of a quandary at the moment as to what to do. It is quite difficult.
So to me, as a Joe Public not really knowing much about it, a marriage and a civil partnership in all but sort of name, I as far as I'm aware, are pretty similar. Is there a big difference between the two?
No. I mean, it's just it when you're entering into a civil partnership or a marriage, the law is very similar. What you're doing is you're making a legal commitment to someone. And then coming out of that legal commitment, you have responsibilities. So for example, the benefits of having a civil partnership or a marriage, you mentioned the tax breaks. Yeah, there are some.
Yeah.
There are also inheritance tax breaks as well. I mean, very substantial. If you're married, you're allowed to leave your what's called your nil rate band, which is £325,000, you're allowed to leave that to your spouse without having to pay tax on it. You can't do that if you're cohabitees.
So is there no amount of time you can just live together and then get those tax breaks?
Nope.
So living together gives you nothing?
Living together as in itself gives you nothing. You have to enter into a formal civil partnership, currently if you're same-sex, or a marriage if you're same-sex or heterosexual. So if you die, there are consequences. You can't leave your tax breaks to your spouse or to your partner. If you carry on living together, you don't benefit from the tax breaks. And also if you die, your partner doesn't inherit your pension. You know, these are quite significant sums here that people who think they are entitled aren't actually entitled to, even if they're staying together. So you're a happy couple living together. You know, you could be living together with someone for 30, 40 years, have children, own property, but you don't benefit from the tax breaks, either while you're alive or if you die. You can't inherit, as a matter of right, the spouse's pension. You know, you can't benefit from all of those tax breaks and pension benefits.
Here's a thought that's just come into my head. So that seems like, well, if I live with someone then for a long time and plan to for a long time, I should definitely get some kind of agreement to give a marriage or a civil partnership. But if you were to break up, is it still a divorce with a civil partnership?
It's a dissolution.
A dissolution.
Which is going to be very similar to a divorce. So if you enter into a civil partnership, the formalities for entering into it are similar to entering into a divorce, apart from it's a civil, you know, it's a civil ceremony. Coming out of that relationship, whether it's a coming out of a marriage or a civil partnership, there are the same formalities. So you have to issue a court application to dissolve the civil partnership. But it also gives rights to both parties to make claims against the other financially.
Right.
And this is one of the issues that, you know, again, as society is moving on, couples are living together, having children, not getting married. So if you can't enter into a civil partnership and you come out of that relationship, you have no claims against the other's income. You know, this could be a couple who one person earns considerably more than the other. But no claims for maintenance, no claims against each other's assets, no claims against each other's pension whatsoever. You know, I saw a lady quite recently, actually. She'd been living with a guy for 35 years, five children. She'd been the homemaker, never worked. The house was in his name, assets all in his name. She could not make a claim for anything. Isn't that astounding in today's world? After 35 years, bringing up five children, supporting him in his career, she has no claims whatsoever.
So the sensible advice is, if you're with a life partner, is to... But I can understand why, especially if you're in a heterosexual couple, you wouldn't want to get married, because lots of people don't want to get married. But to have something together, and so... You need that choice of whether it's marriage or civil partnership. And if they free that up to heterosexuals, that's going to give a lot more security to a lot of people.
And that's the discrimination at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, the alternative is that, if the government do away with civil partnership, they could enter a completely new law, allow people who live together to have some sort of financial commitment to each other. So it might not necessarily be called a civil partnership. It might be called something else.
Right.
Giving cohabitees, people who live together, a choice of making rights and responsibilities towards each other.
So in theory, there's an option where the law gets changed, where you don't have to have a ceremony or, you know, have a ring or whatever, but it's just a fact of, if you spend 5 years living together, you can sign this, apply for this.
Yeah, or automatically, over a period of time, those rights and responsibilities are granted to you.
Or automatically, of course. Or is there an option where they could add that on with civil partnerships and with marriages as well?
So people who you could give people the ultimate choice that you either get married or you enter into a civil partnership, which is all quite formal, and then there's formalities coming out of it. Or the third choice is you say, well, after a period of time, you're automatically granted some rights and responsibilities. I suppose the issue is, well, what are those? And the bar would have to be lower for those than people who enter into a formal relationship. But at least, you know, it perhaps gives people a bit more of what they think they've automatically got. The number of people over the years, even, you know, recently, that say to me, oh, I've been living with my partner for 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, and they think that period entitles them to be known as a common law husband or wife. Well, that's a complete myth. There is no such thing. You're either married... If you're same-sex or civil partnership, same-sex or heterosexuals, or you're in a civil partnership, and only same-sex can do that.
So essentially, this court case that people might have missed or just skipped over, this could have quite an impact for, you know, you and me in the street.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, certainly the government's got to go back to the drawing board and come up with something quite quickly, because at the moment they've been told by the highest court in the land, you're discriminating and you're in breach of people's human rights to have a right to family life. So I think it's very much watch this space as to what may happen in the future.
Well, thank you very much for joining me, Pauline.
Thank you. Cheers.